There is an interesting legend passed on to me, which I think deserves recording. The notorious King Ethelred was not only reedless or unready, but also a disastrous king. He made a peaceful coexistence pact with the Danes, and then, in the year 1002, broke it by ordering a massacre of Danish settlers, men, women and children, including the Danish King Sweyn's sister. The Danes, understandably, went berserk, and the whole of southern England bore the brunt of their reprisals. Death and destruction was rampant in Dorset, Wareham in ashes, Cerne Abbas desecrated and destroyed. Attacks are known to have taken place along the Dorset coast at Portland and Charmouth. Ethelred was forced into exile and his throne occupied by a succession of Danes until the defeat of King Harold Godwinson by William the Conqueror in 1066. On the outskirts of the village of Burton Bradstock, there is an inlet where the River Bride joins the sea. So much for the well-documented fact. Now for the legend, handed down by word of mouth from generations to generations. There's a dip in the hill leading from the present Burton Road down to the holiday complex. It is called Red Bottom. Now, when the Danes mounted their reprisal raids at various points along the Dorset coast, one unlucky party had the temerity to nose their longships into the inlet now known as Burton Freshwater. They were taken unawares by a horde of savage Burtoners, I've met them, who descended upon them and out-Burt-circuited the Burt-circus so that the dip ran red with Danish blood. Legend does not explain how the invaded were ready for the invaders. However, as the men of Burton from time immemorial up to the first quarter of the century depended largely on the sea for their livelihood, it is quite possible there would have been a lookout on the clifftop for Macclestrain, who, with a fisherman's keen eyesight, would have had ample time to warn the village of the approaching longboat. Fact or fiction? Probably a mixture of both. One indisputable fact emerges. To this day, that dip above Burton Freshwater is still known as Red Bottom.